This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Senegal's Youssou N'Dour remains one of the most well-known Afropop performers in this country, even after a six-year absence from the American music scene. He's currently touring the U.S. with a new album. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
Considering all the difficulties African performers face in the international marketplace, Senegal's Youssou N'Dour has had an exemplary career. Neither dream come true nor cautionary tale. He began as a prodigy in the 1970s, fronting a major band when he was only 17. His voice was big and sweet, his charm transcended cultural barriers, and he was quite ambitious. He pioneered a progressive style called Mbalax, or remains ubiquitous in Senegal. By the middle 1980s, he had a rock star sponsor in Peter Gabriel and was making crossover records filled with jazzy funk touches and his ringing voice. By 1994, he had struggled his way into a moderate hit, 7 Seconds, which was not terrible. N'Dour then dropped off the American scene, and that could have been that. But remember, foreign stars who stop trying to conquer the U.S. do not stop making music or join top 40 cover bands. N'Dour went his way with albums released in Senegal, and though few Americans heard them, they were adventurous, intoxicating collections. And now, though nobody was expecting it, he's come back with Joko, The Link, an album that fulfills his original promise. N'Dour used to want a lot more from Western styles than he could digest. His overreach made even strong earlier albums like Set seem hollow at times. On Joko, he has a clear idea of what he wants, even as he remains more himself. The chorus of Barima wouldn't be so expansive and precise without deep understanding of modern pop methods. And his African percussion from the little tama drums on down has never been so carefully articulated as in this layered blowout from Bekat. Whether he's singing in Senegalese Wolof or English, Youssou N'Dour remains an idealist in touch with the everyday, whether he's praising a determined farmer or decrying persistent power outages. Joko is an uplifting journey without a false step. The same might be said for the second album by singer and bandleader Cheikh Lo, a close associate of N'Dour's. It's called Bumbe Guige, and to American ears, it might suggest a meditative activist soul record. Lo is a lighter, dreamier singer than N'Dour, and more overtly religious. He speaks for the downtrodden just as eloquently and has a profound flair for sweet, plaintive horn sections, directed here by R&B veteran Pee Wee Ellis. You know, there could even be some hit singles on Bombay Guige. Fortunately, Chuck Lowe and Yusu Ndour are proof that there is flourishing artistic life with or without American hits.
Savali, kele di mogoti nende, kele manginde.
Music from a new recording by Chuck Lowe. Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yusu Ndour performs in New York on Sunday, Boston on Monday, and ends his tour in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Coming up, an interview with science fiction writer Ray Bradbury. This is Fresh Air.